Setting performance targets. Performance targets are set both to facilitate measurement of performance and to encourage continuous improvement. Therefore, targets should be realistic but moderately ambitious. Performance targets are set to equal or exceed a standard, an established norm against which measurements are compared, as partially defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, or a benchmark. In distribution planning and control, Ross lists four possible sources for standards. Historical standards are developed from one's own records. For example, the following standard multiplies total capacity, space or hours, by the resource efficiency and the resource utilization. This is a straightforward method, as long as records are accessible and accurate. One can compile warehouse data, for example, over the past 10 years and average the data to create standard efficiency or productivity indices. The drawback to historical standards is that this baseline does not describe the level of performance. The standard may, in fact, be a rather poor level of performance. Predetermined or public standards are published by third parties, such as government agencies or professional associations. Some analysis of activities may be required to align practices and data with the methodology and units used by the third party. These standards do, however, represent a higher level of performance. Work sampling involves developing one's own standards using close analysis of the task requirements. For example, to determine the unit of time needed to pick a single line item, observers could measure many samples of the action and adjust these for individual performance as needed, for example, to account for differences in experience. Regression analysis applies different variables to a task to see their effect on time or cost. For example, a standard for shelving product can be developed by analyzing the effect of package type, weight, volume, or shelving location.